Sis, you've been distracted and it's time to get back on track. So in this video, I'm going to talk to you about the four types of distractions and how you can avoid them. Is it just me or do y'all ever have these seasons where you are killing it, you're consistent, you're building momentum, and then all of a sudden you find yourself just falling off? You become very distracted and you don't even remember where the source of the distraction came. You just know that you're starting to see yourself decline. That's been the kind of season that I've been in where I have been hitting the ground running and really executing at the top of my game all year. And then I noticed that little by little, I started to do less of the things that were helping me to gain momentum. And I started to fall into some of my old habits. And usually when this happens, I recognize that I could be a little burnt out or tired. And then sometimes I'm just plain distracted. And so in this video, again, I want to walk you through the four types of distractions because there are so many things that are fighting and competing for our attention on a daily basis, and we're not always able to identify them. But when we can identify them, we're actually able to make those changes and adjustments so we can get back on track. So if you're watching this and you're noticing that you've been falling back into procrastination, or you just haven't been showing up in the way that you're used to, this video is for you. Now, as I walk you through the four types of distractions, we're actually going to use this in the context of driving because this is one of the number one areas that people get distracted the most, but I am going to relate it to our personal lives and specifically getting off track with our goals and just our focus in general. So the first type of distraction is called manual distraction, and this is anything that takes your hands off the wheel. These are things like eating, drinking, using your phone while driving. These are things that literally require you to take your hands off the wheel. Now, manual distractions by nature are things that cause you to lose control of your vehicle. Now, when we think about this in our own lives, some examples of manual distractions are chasing too many goals. A lot of you are very excited about the things that you are called to do, and so sometimes you find yourself working on one thing and then working on another thing, and what happens is you're chasing too many things and you're not making progress on anything. And so be mindful when you are chasing too many goals because it can be a distraction and hinder you from moving forward. Now, another example of manual distractions in our own lives are applying too many different methods. Now, this is for all of my information hoarders out there who want to know the best way to do everything. And so you spend all this time researching, not even realizing that you're collecting all of this information and everybody has their own unique way of doing things. So what this is causing for you is decision paralysis. You are trying to filter through all of that information and you are exhausting yourself mentally so that you don't even have the energy to do anything physically. So be careful and mindful of when you're in that research phase that you are finding a method that works for you and actually testing it out and moving forward instead of just having a bunch of like theoretical concepts in your mind. When you are applying too many methods, you are taking your hand off of the thing that you were originally working on and putting it on something else. And then you're losing control and you don't even know which one is working because you're constantly switching back and forth. Now, the final example that I want to give you for manual distractions in our lives is your desire for control and not wanting to do things God's way. God has a very unique way of doing things. And so sometimes when we don't see the fruit of what God is doing, we decide to take our hands off of His plan and try to put our hands towards our plan. And it never really works. The Bible says that there are many plans in a man's heart, but it is the Lord's plans that will prevail. And so you have to be careful that you are not veering off of God's plan for your life because it's not working fast enough for you. You have to trust and release that control or you'll find yourself working in the wrong direction. You have good things and you have God things. And so you want to make sure that you're staying focused on the God things and not getting distracted by good things or things you feel like you should be doing. Now back to the analogy of driving, the next type of distraction is called visual distraction. And this is anything that takes your eyes off of the road. These can be things like billboards, signs, sometimes people are driving crazy. Those type of things cause you to take your focus off of your driving and focus on external things. Keeping your eyes focused on the road is critical, and the same thing applies in your everyday life. So some examples of visual distractions in your everyday life include Number one, social media, okay? We have too much exposure in other people's lives. And what happens is we take our eyes off of what we're doing and then we put them on other people's journeys. And next thing you know, you're distracted by comparison. You're feeling like you're not doing enough. You're feeling like what you're doing is not working, when in reality, you just haven't given it enough time for the fruit to mature. Some other examples of visual distractions in our lives include chaotic work environments. It is going to be very difficult for you to focus on what you're doing when your environment around you is messy, when you've got laundry everywhere, when your working environment is full of trash. Those things distract you and they put you in this mode where you're like, okay, I have to clean, I have to do all this, right? You're running through that mental to-do list. And so you have to be careful to just kind of keep your workspace at minimum clean. I know it's exhausting to try to keep every little detail of your house clean, but in your working area, you really want to prioritize a space that is conducive for you to focus. You would be surprised how easily we reach for distractions, all because it's just too much going on in our environment. Another example of visual distractions that really throw us off in our everyday lives are notifications. Some of you have your notifications on for every single app on your phone. You've got notifications for Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, TikTok. You've got email notifications. And every time a notification goes off on your phone, it takes your focus off of the current thing that you were doing. And it takes you a little while to get back in that flow. So one thing that you can do is you can enable scheduled summaries, which is a feature on the iPhone. And it helps you to just kind of batch all of those notifications at certain times during the day. So for me, I have my notifications batched to go off around 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. And that's because it's right after my focus blocks. If your phone doesn't have that feature, just consider turning off some of those notifications. You don't need to know every single thing that's happening on social media. A lot of that stuff is distracting and you do not need that when you are trying to focus on your goals. Now, the third type of distraction is called cognitive distraction. And this is basically when you divert your attention to another mentally demanding task. So going back to the analogy of driving, I want you to think about when you're driving and then you're singing your favorite song, or you're on the phone having a conversation with someone, or you're even thinking about all the things that you have to do when you get home, you're not necessarily focusing on the road. And sometimes when you're driving the same route over and over again, it may not distract you as much because you know where you're going. But think about the times where you don't know where you're going. You probably missed some turns. You probably forgot to get something that you were supposed to get. Whatever it is, like when you're focused on those cognitive distractions, it really does divert your attention because mentally you are somewhere else. So some examples of cognitive distractions in our own lives include carrying around a mental to-do list. Okay, I have always told you guys the importance of writing down the things that you have to do, because when you're carrying around a mental to-do list, you're more than likely to be overwhelmed and to forget things. So if you're not already writing down your to-do list, take it seriously, because you'll be able to focus a lot more when you already have your intentions planned out for the day. Another example of cognitive distractions in your real life is multitasking, okay? When you are multitasking, you are not getting anything done. You have a bunch of seeds, again, planted in different areas, but you'll find at the end of the day that you haven't got one of those things done. Multitasking is not effective. I don't care who told you it was, it is not. You're really going to see progress on your goals when you're able to focus on one thing at a time. And it's okay to work on more than one thing, but you want to get that one thing that you're focused on to the point where it can pretty much run on its own and it doesn't require a lot of mental capacity before you decide to move on to the next thing. Now, another type of cognitive distraction that we don't think about a lot is our emotions. Our emotions can hinder our ability to focus. When we're not dealing with those emotional and spiritual wounds, sometimes those things can build up and they can really take our focus off. Think about a time where you've been going through grief. It's probably really difficult for you to focus on what's in front of you because emotionally, you know, you're carrying so much baggage. And when you don't deal with those things, even if you don't realize that you haven't dealt with them, they are a distraction and you don't have the capacity to fully show up properly. So not casting your cares to God can cause you to build up an anxiety and make it difficult for you to focus. Recently, I had a bunch of things that I was just dealing with emotionally that I hadn't written down, and I had even stopped journaling because I thought I was fine. But when I journaled, I realized how much I was carrying on my own, and that's why I was so weighed down. And so for you, make sure that you are casting your cares to God daily, because He cares about you. He cares about the little things that are kind of clogging your mind. He cares about your children, about the things that have to be done. all of those things that you carry around, you can give those things to God so that you can free up your mental space to do what you need to do. Philippians chapter 4, verse 8 in the Passion Translation talks about fixing your thoughts, and I want to read it to you. So keep your thoughts continually fixed on all that is authentic and real, honorable, admirable, beautiful and respectable, pure and holy, merciful and kind. And fasten your thoughts on every glorious work of God, praising Him always. Now, what stood out to me about this scripture, and I've read it so many times, is the word fasten. That word fasten means to single out someone or something and concentrate on them or it obsessively. When you think about something that you're doing obsessively, you are not stopping until you get what you need, right? It is taking all of your attention, all of your time. And I wonder how much more productive we would be if we would really fasten our thoughts on God. If we would obsessively search after Him, obsessively study our words, the way that we do social media and other things in our lives. I'm sure we would find ourselves a lot less distracted because we are building up our spirits and growing closer to Christ. Sometimes you don't need another hack to stay focused. Sometimes you just need to get in the presence of God and allow Him to make your priorities clear and to refresh you. Sometimes you just need Him to heal some of those wounds so that you don't have to carry around that emotional baggage that has been weighing you down. Now, the last type of distraction is called auditory distraction. And this is anything that affects your ability to hear and takes your focus away. Back to the analogy of driving, these can be things like listening to your music really loudly. If someone next to you is having a conversation that's too loud, it can take your focus off what you're doing. Even think about when you're trying to find parking. What is the first thing that you do so that you can focus? Typically, you turn down the volume. And why do you do that? It's because noise really does affect your ability to focus. So some examples of auditory distractions in our everyday lives include spiritual warfare, right? Spirits are voices. You have a bunch of different voices speaking to you every day. Some that are trying to kill, steal, and destroy, and some that are trying to build you up, right? When you're hearing the voice of God, it's supposed to build you up, help you to focus, help you to press in. But when you're hearing the voice of the enemy, it's trying to discourage you, trying to distract you, trying to get you to self-sabotage. Spiritual warfare is a common distraction that we may not even realize that we are in unless we are connected to the Father. So you want to make sure that you're building yourself up in the realm of the spirit and that you are casting down thoughts that do not align with what God is saying to you and paying attention to your thoughts, right? We have so many thoughts that go throughout our mind every single day, and some of them are unchecked. So when we begin to experience the fruit of maybe fatigue or feeling distant from God or feeling, you know, confused, a lot of times that's spiritual warfare that we're not dealing with, and it affects us heavily. Another example of auditory distractions include having too many outside voices influencing your decision making. I want you to think about the last decision that you made and your process when doing it. A lot of times we're running to our friends, our family, social media, sermons. We have all of these different voices trying to influence us. And what happens is, again, we get stuck in that decision paralysis. And then we either make no decision at all, or we're just so overwhelmed that we're just trying a whole bunch of different things. You have to be very careful, especially when pursuing your goals, that you're only taking in one, number one, the wisdom of God and the counsel that He surrounded you with. You have to be very selective. I know that you want to make the right decision and get everything right, but when you expose yourself to too many things, you're going to get overwhelmed and eventually shut down. So with that being said, you want to make sure that you're limiting the amount of voices that you take on, especially when you're making decisions about your future. The number one person that you should be consulting when it comes to making decisions is the Lord, because He is the source of all wisdom. He is the author and finisher of your life. And so who better to consult than Him? So now that you know the four types of distractions, manual, auditory, visual distractions, and cognitive distractions, I want you to take a little inventory. Think about all of the different things we discuss and identify which one of the distractions that you have fallen victim to and create a plan to get out. The plan doesn't have to be long and complicated. It just has to work for you. For me, there have been a lot of visual distractions, so I am limiting the time that I spend on social media. I schedule my notifications so that I'm not feeling very overwhelmed, and I'm spending more time in the Word of God and less time consulting others. I'm in a building season, and so I have to do what's best for me, and you have to do what's best for you. So I hope this has been helpful. Let me know what type of distraction you've been facing in the comments below, and I will talk to you on the next video.